Hi, this is your host, Michael J. Long. It's Saturday, it's a lovely, dreary day, and thank you for joining me. I appreciate it. Today I wanted to talk to you guys about, the future of the Libertarian Party. And I'll try to paint this picture of what I imagine will happen. I don't know if it'll happen during our lifetime or not, but I think at some point, I think we may very well be able to take the majority in the House and the Senate, if not gain seats in the House and the Senate, even if it's just 3 or 4, and maybe somewhere down the line, get like maybe 100 or 200 seats or however many seats that we could probably pick up in the House and the Senate, and maybe and win the presidency and the White House, and we'll be able to appoint justices for the Supreme Court. But in order to do all that, or yet alone to have a majority on the federal level in the House and the Senate, we have to earn the trust of the people and try to let them know that, hey, what you got right now on the federal level isn't working for you. And the best way we could possibly do that is by competing with the Democrats and the Republicans at the local, state, and county levels. And of course, I've mentioned all this in one of my previous episodes, where by winning the local, the state, and the county level positions and during Election Day is crucial towards our successes going forward. And we are making strides. And just to give you a head start on all this, most of rural America is run by the Republican Party. Right? So it's just one party rule throughout the country in most of rural America. So we have a fighting chance to compete with them and become the other major party in most of the rural areas throughout the country on the local, state, and county levels. Now, most of your cities on the local, state, and county levels are held by the Democrats, I don't think we'll have any problem competing against them either, because we are the party of civil liberties. So what does it mean for the country if the Libertarian Party gains a majority, or yet alone wins for the House and the Senate? Well, what it'll mean, especially if we're able to get our president, if we're able to get someone elected under the Libertarian Party into the White House, or to gain a majority in the House and the Senate, which we first have to worry about winning a seat or two here and there before doing that, it'll mean maximum freedom. That means you're free, basically. It'll mean less taxes and less government overall, including less government spending. So what does it mean for the world then? It means we won't be bombing the stuffings out of all these other countries, or have our military bases trying to spread what we call democracy around the world. Because if you think about it, it's really up to those countries to decide how they're going to handle their issues. So that's what it means to have the Libertarian Party elected It means we're free, you know? We get to decide for ourselves what we choose to put in our own bodies and how we choose to live our lives and all that. And how we choose to spend our money and how we choose to raise our children, how we choose to, you know, go about our day-to-day activities and stuff without government stepping in saying, hey, if you want to create this business or if you want to create that business, well, you have to do A, B, C, X, Y, Z. So to mean a dramatic reduction in regulations or hence deregulations on pretty much everything except for, you know, laws and implications that have to do with protecting people from people that want to impose danger, force, or fraud to others. So, I think it's doable, but I just think it's going to take a lot of work and a lot of energy to get to that point. But we're libertarians. We don't care about what other people think or say about how we do what we're doing. We just do it. So again, if that's something you're interested in, the libertarian, if you feel you're a libertarian, the Libertarian Party is looking for membership. You can start joining at lp.org or talk to your local libertarian representatives. But, so I think that the future is bright as far as I can see. As far as the Libertarian Party gaining momentum at some point and being able to win. So again, I really do appreciate it. If you have any questions, you can feel free to post them to my Anchor page. I'll try to look into that and see if I can get the link and all that, but yeah, I just think that the Libertarian Party is, if I mean, let me just put it to you like this. If you're into us having a small, limited government whereby you have maximum freedom and minimum government, which would include your less taxes, less spending, you know, curve the deficit, civil liberties, you know, stuff like that. You know what I mean? You can join. You can ask. You can about it if you want to join the Libertarian Party. Your state and local chair, county chapter chairs, if you know who they are, you can look into it. LP.org is a great way to start. So anyways, I'm Michael J. Long, and thank you for joining me. I appreciate it.